In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So as I give this sermon today, I want you to remember one phrase. Christ meets us where we are. Christ meets us where we are. That's what we'll celebrate in a few days, is His coming by His birth. But here lately, I've been reading a lot of articles that talk about another phrase. It's a phrase we used to use at seminary. It was called monotheistic therapeutic deism. These are people that sit there and say, I can worship God on the golf course. I see God out in the world when I'm fishing. I have no need of church. I have no need of religion. See, the problem with that is the phrase that I said earlier, Christ meets us where we are. While it is true, there is not a full and absolute stop at the end of that sentence. Through Advent, we've actually looked at Mary. Do you suppose Mary stopped when the angel of the Lord came to her and said, Mary, you will conceive a child with the Holy Spirit? Her answer was, let it be unto me according to thy word. She knew what that meant in her society. We get caught up in this idea of, I want to be a good person. I want to be a loving person. I read an article talking about the spirituality of this woman who sits there and says, when I was a young girl, my parents got divorced. I spent a lot of time in the church. And the church was of a great comfort to me. It was a place that I could turn and talk and find support. It was a place that I felt loved. But I found myself judging my parents for their actions. And as I grew up in the world, I didn't want to judge anybody else. I stopped going to church. I don't need a church to tell me of my sin. I don't need a church to tell me of other people's sins. Yet in the Gospels, we actually read that we'll be the judges of not only one another, but nations. Judgment is not a dirty word. It's not a bad thing. It's not a corrupt ideal. It is, if you read the sentence that Christ meets us where we are, with a full stop. What did he actually say in the Great Commission? Therefore, I send you to the ends of all the world, commanding you to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching all people everything I have taught you. Christ meets us where we are, but he doesn't tell us to be comfortable and stay where we are. That's echoed in the words of Paul throughout the New Testament. Put on the likeness of Christ. Now, who here thinks that Christ never judged anyone? I'm glad nobody raised their hand. Because if you remember around Easter, I seem to recall a time where he went into the temple and got so angry that he fashioned a whip and drove the money changers out, saying, you will not make my temple a den of thieves. Christ meets us where we are, but he calls us on to greater things. That's the whole point of the angel coming to Mary. Most people don't realize this, but in the Old Testament, if you saw an angel, you were dead. They were emissaries of war. They were giant creatures. Think of the song that we sang in the procession. Wings as white as drifted snow and eyes of flame. How'd you like to meet that in your room in the middle of the night? Angels were harbingers of truth, but they were also harbingers of destruction. It takes on a much different understanding when you hear the words of Mary saying, "Let it be unto me according to thy word." That's actually pretty amazing. Let it be unto me according to thy word. Everyone else throughout the course of history has tried, and we've all made great strides towards attempting to do what God says to do. We still fail. Judgment is not a bad thing. It lets us know that we've failed. It lets us actually stop what we're doing, turn around and continue on in a better direction. Judgment does not mean hatred, the way that monotheistic therapeutic deism would have you think it means. Think of being a child. How many people got spanked by their parents? Do you think your parents loved you? Do you think that made them feel any different toward you? I have a theory. My theory is that 90% of the people on death row actually got timeouts. There's no concept of the weight of a decision with a timeout. There's no concept of the weight of your decision if it's simply just, well, God died for me and I don't have to do anything. That's not what we celebrate at Christmas. That's what the world celebrates at Christmas, but that's not us. I'm thankful for the spankings that I got as a kid. I'm thankful for the spankings that I get from God because I've done wrong. It tells me where I'm at. That's Christ coming to meet us. That's a joyous thing. I don't want to be one of the people at the end that cries out, "Lord, Lord," and he says, "I never knew you." That's terrifying to me. I relish the idea of being disciplined. It is through that course that we can actually then say, as Mary does, "Let it be done to me according to thy word." Where I end up, I end up. It doesn't matter. I had a professor one time that was a very hard thing for me to understand. So he said it this way. A true Christian isn't one who knows who Christ is. A true Christian is one who knows who Christ is and serves anyway. Meaning, you know who Christ is, you know that there is discipline. To me, if I found out tomorrow that I was going to hell, it wouldn't matter. It is still better to serve the Lord. I don't want therapeutic deism in my life. I hope you don't want it in yours either. It leads to oblivion. It's nothing. It's a feel-good thing. It's along the lines of, well, you know, God can forgive you, but you have to forgive yourself first. Really? if I can forgive myself, what do I need God for? If I can forgive myself, what is any of this for? We celebrate on Christmas the one who knew only divinity from the beginning of time, that came down and met us where we are, fully human and fully divine, reached out a hand to a sick and dying world, and asks to save us. He doesn't tell us he's going to save us. Does everybody understand that? He asks. That's why in the Gospel of John, you hear Jesus, or God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that all who believed in him may not perish. It does not say, because God gave his Son, everybody's going to live. There's a little difference there. So this Christmas, follow Mary and come to the altar with an understanding of, Lord, may it be done unto me according to your word. Amen.